Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's hit deep to left field, and it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado. There's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And the driving jam time.
And the Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Connect pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Now, Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Good to be with you. Kevin Wheeler, Chris Ronji, Sports Open Line on KMOX. I don't know why I said it like that. I felt like I was channeling Jim Rome there for a second, like tugging in a couple of syllables and then making a couple of them really fast and then stop. I've been told, Ronji, that I sound like Jim Rome. I don't hear it.
I guess a little bit. Your voice kind of does.
Yeah.
Your
and by the way, isn't. Not taking shots at him. He's a massively successful guy. So good.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Jim Rome is outstanding.
Yeah. Just saying that.
All the national guys, that is my favorite. Like the national sports radio people. He's always been my favorite.
Hmm.
I love him. I think he's great.
Hmm. Good question. I like it when my friends Randy and Jason Sklar fill in for him. Those are my favorite days.
Well, I haven't listened to a show in a while, but I mean, I'm talking about years of listening. Okay, I don't think I've heard them fill in for him.
Okay.
You're talking about the brothers from St. Louis?
Yeah, my buddies, Randy and Jason, the twins.
I didn't know you were brother. Or,
yeah,
you know,
they're my boys,
them.
Man.
Oh, okay. How about that?
We can do that game where like, hey, watch, I'll text them.
Oh.
No,
I'm good, man.
By the way, I could say this because I know they have probably some friends and everybody listening. It is their birthday today. The boys turned 50, so happy birthday to the fellas.
Both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, funny how that worked out, right?
Right?
Yep, the twins have the same birthday. It's amazing.
Which one is actually older, do you know?
No, I don't know. I never asked.
Okay.
Because I think that's a ridiculous question for twins.
What? What do you mean? Like by minutes, somebody's older?
Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
Well, I'd like to know. I bet they care.
I'm sure they have their own running gag about it, I'm sure. I mean, like...
Yeah, I'm the older brother.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. No, it doesn't really count, though, if you're, like, at the same time, though, you know?
I don't know, man.
They got to be, like, years difference to be that, you know, or at least 9 months difference, right?
I guess, but maybe if both heads came out at the same time, then...
No, don't even start.
We have a real debate.
No, so let's change the topic, like, now.
What?
But that's weird. What she said is weird.
Well, I don't know. If you come out at the same time, then, you know, this wouldn't be a discussion.
Stop it. All right. So you sent this earlier, Ronj, when we were talking about things to kick around today, and I thought it was really interesting. You sent this, I guess you said Mina Kimes tweeted this out earlier today, but I love this, and I think it's an interesting thing because we all have our own, like, weird takes, right? But it's the goofiest sports take that you actually kind of believe. So obviously it's not like your normal, I believe in the DH or I hate the DH. It's not that. It's something that... probably a little off the beaten path, but you still kind of believe it. Do you have one that you're like, I cannot wait to put this out there for the world so they can hear my brilliance?
I wouldn't say that I can't wait for it to be out there, but this is something that I think about a lot, and maybe, I don't know, maybe people don't agree, because I feel like anytime I've suggested anything like this, people are like, no, it's good. It's part of the game. I think that, and you can pick a measurement of time. I'm thinking somewhere between 1 and 2 minutes. With a minute or two left in a basketball game, there should be no timeouts. Because I hate I hate watching a basketball game. It's you're good. It's like a 1-point game, you know, and these guys are doing their thing. And then we got to stop play for 30 seconds to a minute because they call a timeout. Then somebody scores and there's another timeout. So the final minute to 2 minutes takes like, I don't know, 15. I think we should outlaw timeouts after like maybe a minute or 90 seconds or 2 minutes, because I think it just really slows the game down.
Actually, I don't think that's goofy.
Ah, good. I got somebody.
I kind of like it. I mean,
got somebody.
There's nothing worse than the final 2 minutes taking 25 minutes.
I love
it's horrible.
The end of a basketball game is the best, except for the timeouts, because then most of your watching for that final 2 minutes is you watching them in a huddle and trying to figure out what they're going to do. And I guess to some extent that would be cool if it was like maybe one trip down the floor each, you know, like each team did that once, like each team gets one timeout to figure out what they're going to do, but not like six, because it seems like they take so many timeouts and it just brings everything to a screeching halt. I would much rather just let it play out. Let that final 2 minutes play out, because to me, it doesn't build drama to stop play and to watch them in a huddle. It actually eliminates the drama.
Nice. I like that. It's not as
goofy. So it's not so goofy.
No,
okay,
I don't think so. I mean, I understand why people would say it's goofy, but I don't think it's crazy. I think it's actually an interesting idea. It would make it a lot more fun and chaotic and bring it all, like, compress the time. And rather than sitting there watching guys draw on the little grease board.
The whiteboard, like, yeah.
Instead of watching all that and hearing commentators talk about what's next, it just happens. You just get to watch it. Yeah. I'm like that. That's
all right, good.
Good.
So maybe it's not so crazy.
Mine is going to fully fit the goofy. Okay. I'm going to tie this into our search for our topic about searching for coaches in the last hour. I think that the best way to start the interview process for head coaches is to bring them in and also bring in two of the top Madden players in the world. And you have to coach the game. You have to call the plays. You don't have to play. You don't have to be good at it. Okay. So you don't have to be. You don't have to have any joystick skills. You don't have to play the game.
you just have to
call the plays, manage the clock, show me you know how to do timeouts, because there's nothing more frustrating than watching professional and college football coaches, people that are getting paid millions of dollars, who don't understand the passing of time, who don't understand when you should stop the clock and when you shouldn't. And I would say you got to manage. You got to show me you can coach 20 games that way without being a total idiot, and then you pass on to the next round of the interview.
But what if, I think for some head coaches, they don't have a handle on clock management early, but then they figure those things out.
Yeah, but like 12-year-olds.
It takes a little bit of time.
12-year-olds know this stuff, and you know why they know it?
Well.
Because they play Madden. Because you actually do it. Like, the clock runs the same on a video game as it does in the real world. You got to manage time. It's not now. Again, it's more difficult, you know, like calling plays in an NFL game. It's not the same action, but the passage of time works the same way in both of those worlds. In the virtual video world and in the real world, the time runs, and you need to know when to stop it. And then when to not bother stopping it. So let's stop with the whole, I got to call a timeout in the first quarter so I don't lose 5 yards. And then you don't have one when the clock is running out later on. I get so stupid. You need to prove that to me. You need to prove to me that you can run a game.
All right.
How about that? Especially for the guys that have no successful background as a head coach. Like, see, I wouldn't make Bill Belichick do that, right? I mean, I wouldn't make Urban Meyer do that if I was hiring him to run a college team. But like all these guys that have never been head coaches before, you need to show me that we're not going to be giving away games because you don't know how time works.
Okay. I think that's fair, but here's the problem. Kevin, the game moves a lot faster when you're on the sideline.
Dude, Madden flies.
But on the sideline.
I mean,
that's
again,
different. You got all these people in your ear.
Listen, I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm saying it's akin to a pilot training on a flight simulator. It's the same concept. You have to learn what buttons to push and how to do all that before you ever take that stupid thing up into the air. You can't fly a jet fighter in real life, IRL, if you haven't done it in the simulator.
I don't think this is going to have the intended effect you think it's going to
have. Well, I mean, again, it's not the deciding factor, Ranj. It's the first.
It's one of the things.
It's the gateway. If you can't do that, I don't want to have a further conversation with you.
So why would you? Why do you have to have a Madden player like players?
Because
come
I don't want to.
Why
put
couldn't
the,
you just they do a simulation thing?
Well, because
right?
it doesn't work the same. You have to be able to communicate to another person, and they have to be able to go out and execute. Again, it doesn't even mean that the plays are going to work. I don't care, right? I mean, sometimes the AI cheats. I've got all kinds of broken furniture that proves that the AI cheats. But you got to show me that you understand how to do those very simple things, because there's no excuse for a professional or college coach to get that wrong. There's no excuse to get the clock management wrong. That's the most basic thing. It's like me remembering to turn on my microphone.
I would agree with you. Yeah. I don't know if the Madden test is going to be the thing that figures it out, though.
Well, I don't have a better one.
Because I think it's when you're on the sideline.
It is supposed to be a goofy take.
Yeah, well, it's totally goofy.
But I mean, again, in the real world, you know, if pilots train on flight simulators, soldiers train on video games in some cases too, where they're learning when to take, you know, like tactics and you know how to move, you know, on a battlefield without being shot at, you know, like. It's not a concept that does not have some precedent.
This is a term that I've become used to that I've known over the years. It's called meatball. This is a very meatball take.
No, it's not.
Like this is the kind of call.
No, this is filet mignon
that you get. This is a meatball. I call into the station. This guy needs a lot more fire and passion.
No, it's not.
And if this guy doesn't have
show me you know how to tell time. If you can't tell time, I don't want you coaching my team.
I don't think it's a matter of time. I think it's a matter
of being,
it isn't time. It's being on the field, all of these like stimulus around you,
right.
All the stimuli around you,
right.
And you're overwhelmed in the moment.
And
it's not like you don't know.
Right. But if you can't
that's the
do
problem.
That in a room with me and a Madden dude, you can't do that on the sideline of an NFL
game either. What I'm saying is you'd be able to do it in the room, and then you get on the field and you're like, oh man, this
right.
is a whole lot different.
Like I said, it's not the only criteria. It's just the gateway.
Okay.
Like you gotta get through that gateway, and then we can talk about other things.
I would like to know how you feel about this one. One of the suggestions, and it was somebody who works at ESPN, I can't remember, but retweeted her and she responded to it and agreed. This is one of the ideas. If a ball gets past the catcher on any pitch, you should be allowed to try and take first. It doesn't matter if it's a third strike or not.
No. Disagree.
I don't know. I kind of like that one.
I don't like it. I mean, I understand what the point is, but I don't want to just be like giving out freebies. Like, okay, one bad pitch and you get to go to first. Getting to first base should be hard. It's supposed to be hard. It's not it's not supposed to be like, well, you got lucky.
Well, but that means you'd have to have a little bit more control as a pitcher, and you'd have to tighten it up.
Nah.
And I don't like this.
You know, people don't like the drop third strike either. You know, they're like, well, even if he drops it, you should still be out if you swung and missed. Like, no.
Well, I don't agree with that. No,
it's ridiculous. Every out ends with somebody catching the baseball. Every out. You don't get to be out unless you catch. Fly ball. If you don't catch it, you're not out. Right? Ground ball, throw to first. If he doesn't catch it, you're not out.
I agree with you.
And on the pitch, if you don't catch it, you're not out.
I agree.
Right.
So there should be something on the defense here. Like you're going to have to tighten it up, big boy. You want to be able to get this guy out. You can't just be hey, I'm going to waste this pitch. I'm going to throw one in the dirt because I can.
Yeah. Well, don't swing at it.
No. No. See? That forces you to maybe throw a better pitch to hit.
Well, I got news for you, Ranj.
And it's all about the action. It's all about the balls in play.
Those kind that go to the backstop aren't done on purpose.
Well, of course not. But I'm saying there's a penalty. There's a penalty for not getting your stuff together.
Yeah, it's a ball.
No, it should be like, hey,
or if it's a strike three, you actually get to run to first base, which means you get bailed out.
Well, I think that I like this idea. This one may be goofy to you.
No, it's just not goofy. It's just dumb.
Why?
That you could just
because
go on any pitch?
It forces you. It does away with the idea of a waste pitch.
No, it doesn't.
I think. No, well, it yeah, it does.
Because
sure, it
nobody's
does.
Wasting especially one by early trying to throw it to the backstop. What are you talking about?
Well, because like, you
normally
think I'm
it's
put,
a, normally
I'm gonna,
it's
I'm
a spot put, where there's a catcher crossed up or the ball bounces, but instead of hitting
yes.
the dirt, it hits the
yes.
plate.
So then it forces you to get your act together with the catcher. It forces you
no.
to be on the same page.
No.
And if you're not, there's a real penalty for it,
no.
not just a ball to the backstop.
No.
Do it. Let's no. go MLB. That should be in the CBA negotiations. I'll tell you what. Get me Manfred. Get me
All
Manfred
right,
on the
Manfred
phone.
On
I got
phone.
An idea.
Dude, the union can't even get Manfred on the phone. How are you going to get Manfred on the phone?
Oh, come on. Everything's going to be worked out by... February 15th.
Let's hit that for just a minute or two coming up next. Since we started on the baseball side, we'll hit a couple quick things. The two sides getting together tomorrow. John Lester announcing his return.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Retirement with a couple of baseball things. We come back on KMOX.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, back in on KMOX, Kevin Wheeler, got my buddy Chris Ranji hanging out. We'll do this again tomorrow and Friday night as well. Ranji, I got a question for you. We're going to get to baseball in a minute, but I got distracted by something in the studio and I wanted to ask you about it.
Okay.
So we have TVs. You know, there's one behind me, then there's a couple over on the other side of the room. We got a basketball game on. And on the other one, I guess somebody had Fox on. They had the network Fox on. And I looked up, and there's people on stage performing, right? I figured, oh, this must be one of those singing shows. Apparently, they have a lip sync show. Why would anybody want to watch TV and watch other people pretend to sing? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Did you like lip sync shows when you were in grade school and
I have
junior
never,
high?
I have never liked a lip sync show.
Like when they would have them in the auditorium.
We never
at the
did.
School.
We never did such things.
Oh,
I went to a grade school, man. We had like 19 people in my eighth grade class. So
okay, well, that's why. Wait, so it's Are we talking about Lip Sync Battle, that show?
I guess. Yeah, I mean, all I see, I saw, it must be that, I guess, because it said something in the right-hand corner like Lip Sync. That's all I see. I didn't see battle or show or whatever. Okay. That's all I saw. And I'm thinking, why would I want to watch? I mean, it's one thing to like pretend sing and perform, but why do I want to watch random people pretending to do something?
And I agree with you because I'm out on the singing competition. So if I don't even want to watch real people sing real songs
and
with their real voices.
And I can understand people that want to hear that.
And that's right? Fine,
I mean,
too.
You're actually a talented person performing.
Yeah,
get it. You know, my sister, my parents, they were big fans of the dancing one. Remember what was the
dancing with the stars?
No, not that one. Nah, there's one where like all these rando people who are good dancers. No, they could random people that were good dancers would compete as dancers, and then like people would move on. Something like whatever. It is a dancing.
Are you sure it's not Dancing with the Stars?
No, it's not that. Maybe you know what it was like. So You Think You Can Dance or something like that.
Oh. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was, okay. Like, real people that can actually dance. Like,
I got you.
I understand those entertainment shows. What I don't understand is why I would want to watch a show of people pretending to do something.
Well, I'm agreeing with you because what I'm saying is I don't even want to watch those.
I'm totally
out on reality TV.
100%.
So I definitely don't want to see people pretend to sing other music. Yeah. That doesn't do anything
for me. I have gone down the rabbit hole on YouTube at times of the highlights of, you know, like the title on the YouTube thing will be like, the times that people blew the judges away.
Oh, and, yeah. That gets you, huh?
There's one whole set of highlight ones, Ranj, of it's all the people singing the metal songs on all those competitions, but all over the world. Like they got what's that show called where you do the singing thing?
X Factor.
No.
American Idol.
Yeah, that.
The Voice.
It's like those, right. It's all of those.
So You Think You Can Sing.
They have one in Russia. They have one in, like, Italy. They've got one in France.
Russia's Got Talent.
Yeah, they all got those, right? And and they have this one highlight reel of all these people coming out and doing the metal things. And what's funny is, like, one of them was, like, a 58, 59-year-old grandma. And then another one was, like, a 12-year-old kid who sounded exactly James Hetfield of Metallica. Like that one, I was like right down the rabbit hole. I'm like, oh my God, this is pretty funny.
Yeah, that stuff I can't even get into.
I know what you're talking about, like
Monaco's Got Talent or like 15 people who live there.
And I don't know why, but it's funnier. It's funnier to me when it's like Italy or Russia or whatever. Like it's more entertaining because the judges, they make the oh my God face. They're like, oh my God.
I watched the first few seasons of American Idol, and the only interest I had in it was because, and I'm sure I was watching football or something on Fox, and they promoted that show, this new show coming out where people sing and it's a competition, and they showed Simon Cowell just telling these people how god awful they were at singing, and I said I have to watch that.
Is he the Gordon Ramsay of that, or is Gordon Ramsay the Simon Cowell of cooking things?
Gordon Ramsay is the Simon Cowell of cooking.
Okay.
Yes, Simon started that. Like, he was the beginning of that. I'm just going to berate this person in front of millions of people and tell them, like, nobody will tell them they suck at singing, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And then I got over it, and I don't like the competition shows anymore.
I think I've watched two episodes of American Idol, and it was always the first week when you have all the terrible people.
Yeah.
Because that's the best part. That's funny.
Simon put his hand up and like, all right, that's enough. I'm going to stop you right there. That's a no. You're just dreadful. And I can't believe you think that you're good. I love that.
Yeah.
That was great.
I'm just glad it's not just me. Cause I'm like, who watches people pretend to do stuff?
I don't know.
Who wants to pretend to do things live on TV? Yay.
Like if you think a karaoke show is boring, is there such a thing? Well, I mean, if any of those, like The Voice and, you know, the singing competition shows, you're basically, it's karaoke.
Yeah, right. The music's playing behind you and you're singing the words. Yeah. But at least you have to sing. You know, I mean, like, you don't just get to, you know, move your head and be like, I'm pretending to sing.
Speaking of karaoke, we were talking about people that, you know, with celebrities we knew last week. There was this bar that did live band karaoke. The bar's gone. And it was in Chicago. And they would have a book. Here are all the songs we can play. Pick the song you want to, you know, sing, and then we'll play it behind you, and you're the lead singer. And swear to God, Eddie Vedder was there. It came in, and he just started singing his own music.
Well, I want see like he should have gone and done something different though. Like we know
I think it was Pearl Jam, Ed. Well, no, but that's everybody was into it. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome that he would do that. I think that's fun. I think
of course.
When people like that are just willing to go have fun and be silly, that's kind of cool. But I would have liked to hear him, like, I don't know, maybe broaden his horizons a little bit.
A little Miley. Do some Miley Cyrus.
Maybe a little Snoop Dogg followed by Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
Although they probably can't play those, yeah. Anyway,
what do you mean?
I'm just saying they may not have been in the book. You might have saw, they play a lot of Pearl Jam songs. So let's do that.
I thought you were crapping on Eddie Vedder.
No, I like Eddie. I like him. Yeah.
All right, good.
I'm just saying that, you know, it would be more entertaining if it wasn't just the same stuff that he does on stage all the time. Although it would be cool because you're in that little setting, right? You're in that, you know, where there's like 30, 40, 50 people and you're like, "Oh, we're only the ones in the world seeing this." Right?
I've been,
the small venue thing's cool. That's a cool thing for Eddie to do.
He's the best.
Except for that whole
cuff. My old pal, Ed.
You and EV, right? You guys hanging out?
EV.
What's up, Ed? What's up, buddy?
How you doing, my man?
I'm still alive. Wait, what?
Okay.
Dude, if I knew Eddie Vedder, I would be like texting him things that were his lyrics or song names all the time.
You don't.
I'd totally do that.
You would. You would not.
Absolutely, I would. I mean, like, why wouldn't I? If you're his friend, don't you do that to your friends? Don't you do random things and just say, be silly?
Hey, Ed, which pants should I wear, the jeans or the corduroy?
There you go.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be doing that because I have some respect for other people.
In fact, not only would I be doing that, I would be turning it into memes first and then sending him the meme.
Oh my God! This is why you don't have Eddie Vedder's phone number.
No, well, you could give it to me though.
I'm not gonna give it.
And
to
I
you.
Will do that, and I'll put you on the text thread.
Because honestly, if I reached out to him, he'd probably go, "Who is this?
Who?
Who?
Who that? What?
Yeah,
Chris Wrongy? No, don't know that guy.
I have no idea.
All right, let's talk a little baseball when we come back. Not only are they meeting tomorrow. Which is neither here nor there. It's kind of, I don't know. We'll get into the whole point of like, it's exciting that they're going to talk, even though we knew they were going to talk. And we'll talk a couple minutes about John Lester next up here on KMOX. Our Wednesday night on KMOX, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler hanging out, doing Sports Open Line. Obviously, we'll do this again tomorrow and Friday night as well. All right, Raj, a couple quick baseball things that we'll hit. I don't know about you. I respect all of the guys that have to cover the lockout as a beat, right? I think they do great work. Evandrelica, The Athletic, does a great job. Jeff Passan. I mean, like, it's all good work. But the two sides are meeting tomorrow. When that news came out earlier this week, you would have been like, oh, my God, they're actually going to talk. Like, we didn't know they were going to be talking at some point. Like, we knew that was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So isn't the news when we figure out that they're actually making up some ground as opposed to, oh, my God, they're going to have a conversation?
Well, I mean, after you find out the story from, it was a week ago, I guess, that Passan wrote that they haven't really talked since the 1st of December, that there was a last-ditch effort to, and we knew that was going to go nowhere, but
right.
There was a last-ditch meeting between the two sides to see what they could do, and it was just a flat no. It was just a nope, we're not. MLB got up and they left and never came back to the hotel and met. So, for me, when they are going to talk, it's almost like, okay, well, this is news now because they haven't been really engaging in any meaningful discussions for the last month plus.
Do you believe that? And by the way, this is not to question the reporting of anyone, right? Jeff's one of my favorite baseball reporters, and he does a great job at it. I'm just saying that may be the official word that both sides are putting out. You can't tell me that nobody involved in negotiations that nobody's having any conversation off the record or off to the side or unofficially or whatever.
There would have to be something, right? But the main players in this, I don't believe they've met. They haven't gotten in a room together.
No, they've definitely not done that.
Because I think we would know about
it.
Even if they were doing it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Secretly, that would get out.
Yeah. There's no secret in any
of
this.
There has to have been some communication, but also, would you be entirely surprised if there was nothing? Knowing the sides here and knowing how volatile it's been going back to 2020, that would not surprise me at all if there was no communication.
I just think that there are level-headed people involved in this that don't make the decisions, but they're helping with, they pound out a lot of the language and stuff. And I think,
maybe
again, I use the Cuban Missile Crisis as the analogy. The last time I talked about it, it was, you know, like, okay, so we understand that Kennedy and Khrushchev, they can't talk, right? We can't do that, but other people can. They can, you know,
right,
pass covert messages back and forth, you know, write it on a napkin and then be like, it's like the grade school notes that you pass around, you know, like,
right,
take that. And then you get caught and you get in trouble.
Yeah, and to me, the consequences here are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Equally as bad.
Yeah.
Either nuclear war or no baseball.
Yeah.
It's all about the same, is it not?
I will say this. I know it, to the rest of the world, it's not, but to the sport, that's essentially what we're talking about. And the
sure.
and the motivation is similar, obviously different scale, different level of importance, but the same idea of mutually assured destruction. That if you go this path, if you both take the hard line, you're both losing. And you're both losing long term.
Well, so it's about who caves first. And the reality is the players typically give in.
And well, sometimes lately, they have lately.
Yeah, and I don't think they know that they gave in.
No, they just asked for dumb things last time and then they got them
right.
And they were like, woo! And then after the fact, everybody's like, that was stupid. And they're like, oh, wait, that was not good. Yeah, we got an extra open seat next to me on the bus and a personal chef. Woo!
So I think it's going to have to be, if there's not going to be a stoppage of actual play, there's a work stoppage now, but if we're going to stop games, like actual, real, regular season baseball's going away,
yeah.
The only way that happens is if the players cave in, because the owners are not going to, and all the players have a form of leverage is striking. That's the only leverage they have.
I think the owners will cave because I think they both have to do this. I think the owners, look, they're the ones that didn't make 100% of their revenue in 2021 while the players got paid their full salaries. And in 2020, everybody lost, and they lost to the tune of probably $7 or $8 billion.
Right.
I think they both have that motivation. But I will say this. If it does get into the regular season, it's going to suck because it's not going to end fast. If it gets to that point, you're talking June, maybe July.
I would think you're probably right. I can't see, if you can't work this out by the middle of February, I don't see how you're going to work it out by the end of March.
Right.
Or,
once you get into that point, like once you get there, now it's okay. Well, if we're going to fight, then we're really going to fight. You know, if we're not going to have this at the beginning of the year, because the players don't. If you get to like April and they're not playing, well, you know, coming back 3 weeks later, that's not good. I mean, the players aren't going to gain anything that way. Then the leverage on the players' side is, well, the deeper we go into this, the more the TV partners are going to be pissed, the more that the owners are looking at no empty stadiums and all that kind of stuff.
There will be some concessions, maybe one big one on the side of the league. But that's probably all that's going to happen. I just don't think the players are going to get much of what they want here.
Maybe they're just asking for
a lot, knowing that they're not going to get much.
Yeah.
And if they get something, it's a victory for now. But I would think that as soon as this CBA expires, however long it's going to go, there's going to be another situation like this 10 years from now, 12 years, yeah, whatever, 5 years, whatever it is. They're going to do this stuff again.
All right, quick hitter on John Lester, calling it a career today. Not a super surprise. I think, Ranj, everybody that I've talked to kind of agrees that Lester is going to be in that hall of really, really, really good and borderline on the Hall of Fame discussion, but definitely not Hall of Fame. He's got an interesting case because if you look at, like, the most similar players, it's like David Cone and Dwight Gooden. And then another couple spots down the list, it's Justin Verlander and Roy Halladay. But I think he's going to fall just short of where those guys are, and he's going to be one of those guys that had a great career, but he's not quite at that level.
He's one of those great postseason pitchers, an ERA of 2.5 in all of the games he played, and that was, 26 games that he appeared in? That's really good, but it's not going to be enough because a lot of people are comparing his career, and maybe because they're similar style, but Mark Burley, who's also in
comp.
That
hall
of very, very good. I've only seen one national writer so far, and again, I haven't looked what everybody's had to say, but I think John Morosi is the only person I've heard so far who has said they would vote him in because he was a postseason pitcher. He was that good as a postseason pitcher. He helped the Cubs win a World Series for the first time. He's on those Boston World Series teams as well. So he was in two-storied franchises helping them win World Series. But also because he overcame the cancer and you know, did what he did. But I don't think it's going to be enough. I don't think the personal story is enough to get him in. It's a great story.
Yep.
And he is a hall of very good. There's no question about that.
He is very close, and it's a worthy conversation.
But in the end,
it's probably not a yes.
If you go back and look at his career numbers, there's not anything in any given season that he led the league in.
Right.
No statistical category that he led the league in. Except for 1 year, he had a strikeout per nine better than everybody else. That's it. 1 year. And he had a win percentage better than anybody else in the year he won 19 games. But otherwise, there's nothing that really stands out.
All right, stick around. We got one more thing to hit on here. A certain Cardinals player has a new offseason job we'll tell you about. And Ranj and I will give you a couple of ideas about who we would like to have a job like that when we were grade schoolers. Right, we saw that Harrison Bader found himself a new "quote unquote" job for a day. Who would you like to have as your celebrity gym teacher? We can hit on that next up on KMOX.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line,
and it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, getting ready to wrap up Sports Open Line. Got Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you. We'll do this again tomorrow and Friday as well. I got a bunch of stuff, Ranj, that we didn't get to today. But I guess since we have tomorrow and Friday, we can always get to all that stuff tomorrow. Like you mentioned, we should talk more about old guy action movies.
Oh, yes. There's one coming out.
Which, by the way, are the dumbest. I'm not going to lie. I mean, and they get dumber the older I get, right? So, like, now that I'm 50 and I look at the things that, you know, 10 years ago were pretty easy to do, and now they're not that bad, but they're definitely not as easy, there's no way these 65-year-old guys are out there kicking people's asses. I'm sorry.
Well, Liam Neeson's almost 70.
Is he really?
He's going to be 70 in June.
Yeah,
and this man, he's got another one coming out.
I mean, he's a big guy, right? He's like 6'4" or something. Like, he's got that, but like, okay, it's getting to the point. Like, dude, but when you run, we can see that you have no flexibility in your knees or hips anymore.
Well, that's what, you know, the fancy camera tricks they call it.
Yeah, stuntmen.
I do believe he had I think he was a bit of a brawler when he was younger.
Yes.
So it's not like it's not like it's outrageous, no, but the man's almost 70.
He did a movie, old timey movie where he was a fighter, and it was a good movie, and I forget what it's called. It's some Irish dude's name, and I'll find it and tell you about it tomorrow. But it was good.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it, it's good. It's like old time. Not old time. It's like from the 80s or something like that.
Like the what's the boxer movie Russell Crowe's in?
Yeah, older than that, though. But similar idea. Okay. Yeah, similar idea.
Gotcha.
All right, so Harrison Bader was a substitute teacher, Ranj. Did you see this?
I did.
So again, part of this is like, okay, it's kind of disturbing, right? Like people are like running out of substitute teachers. They're running out of teachers. So like in some school districts in other parts of the country, they're like, yeah, if you're a parent, you can be a substitute. You don't have to have a teaching certificate or anything like that. Like, oh, okay. Good thing they have standards. But at least in this case, it's a professional athlete in gym class, which is pretty cool. Now they were little kids, but I thought that sounded like looked like a lot of fun. He's there having a good time with them. And it made me wonder, like when I was a kid, what athlete would have been cool to have come in and teach your gym class? Because I wouldn't want it to be one of those super fit dudes that's going to be like, all right, everybody, let's do 100 crunches. Like, no, I'd want it to be someone kind of chill that's going to be like, okay, guys, go play tag or something.
Hey, we're going to play dodgeball today.
Yeah.
Again? Yes.
Dude, dodgeball
every day
was the best day in gym class.
We played a game in grade school called Scramble, which was like dodgeball, except there wasn't a line and there weren't teams. It was every man for himself.
Oh, yeah.
And you throw a couple of balls out onto the floor, and as soon as you pick one up, you have to stop, and you can't move, and then you can hit anybody running by you, and it was who's the last person standing.
Yeah,
dodgeball, but no teams.
Yeah.
It was great. I love that. Busted out my two front teeth playing that game.
Nice.
That's what I want. Like, if I'm thinking
somebody
of
somebody that's going to be like, what do you guys want to do?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I want. So in that case, it doesn't matter.
Like, to me, Bader
just
would be kind of cool, right? He's a laid back guy. I feel like he'd come in there and just say, all right, guys, let's have some fun.
I think he would.
But like, there are some guys that are like way too serious. Like, no.
O'Neal would have you climb that rope like up and down 15 times. You don't want him doing it.
Can you believe we actually did that rope climbing thing? Like, you're like second grade and they're like, okay, climb to the 20-foot ceiling and don't fall.
Right. Yeah, you'll be okay. Don't worry. There's a 1-inch pad at the bottom that'll stop your fall.
Oh my God.
You'll be okay.
I was always like, I'd go like 2 feet. I'm like, I can't go anymore. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. I don't have the upper body strength. I think
I'm not a monkey.
I'm putting Dwayne Johnson in this. I'm putting The Rock in this.
Oh my God.
And here's why. Because I think he would be very encouraging.
I agree.
I don't
he's
think
a
he'd
positive
be like,
guy. Yeah, he's a positive
yeah,
guy.
He wouldn't be doing like,
just
what
like
are you
all
doing,
us Miami
bum?
Guys.
Yeah, see? I can't believe you didn't pick him.
We went to I didn't pick anybody yet. He probably would be on the top of the list.
Oh, okay.
We went to school at the same time, so he's a good dude.
Yeah. Oh, did you know him?
No. He's just
maybe
a nice
you
guy.
Should call him.
No, he's really nice. I will. Okay. You call Eddie Vedder, I'll call The Rock, and we'll do that tomorrow.
Sounds great.
And then we'll exchange the numbers and we can all taunt them on text. Sound good?
Yeah, I think they'll love it.
Raj, have a good night, buddy. We'll do this again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, pal.
Chris Raji, Kevin Wheeler, Sports Open Line wrapping up. We'll do it again tomorrow night here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.